This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chinese President Xi Jinping today reaffirmed that the two countries were development partners and not rivals, and that their differences should not turn into disputes. Both leaders met on the sidelines of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin. Prime Minister Modi underlined the importance of peace and tranquility on the border areas for the continued development of bilateral relations. They expressed commitment to a fair, reasonable and mutually acceptable resolution of the boundary question, proceeding them from political perspectives of their overall bilateral relations and the long-term interest of the two peoples. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the nation has to move forward on the path of Atmanirbhar Bharat and goal of a developed India with the mantra of vocal for local. Sharing his thought in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today, Mr. Modi said during the festive season, the countrymen should have never forget about Swadeshi. He said the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shrestha Bharat, the unity of the country is very important for the development of the nation and sports play a big role in it. Governor K.T. Parnayak has extended his warm greetings to the people of the state on the auspicious occasion of Solung Festival. The governor in his message said that Solung is the essence of the way of life for the Adi people. Since time immemorial, it has been celebrated with devotion, gaiety and a deep sense of gratitude, offering prayers to the deities for bountiful harvest, good health of domestic animals, peace, prosperity and the well-being of all. He expressed his hope that the festivity would continue to reinforce the cultural vibrancy and traditions of our state. Chief Minister Pema Khandu has termed the state's young population as the heartbeat of the state, stating that programs like Arunachal's Got Talent are vital for encouraging the youth to dream bigger, believe in themselves and to embrace the opportunities of the modern world with confidence. Khandu said this while addressing the grand finale of AGT Season 7 at Itanagar yesterday. On the occasion, the Chief Minister highlighted the government's approach of not just grooming talent but also preparing young people for leadership, innovation and entrepreneurship. He added that the government's commitment to youth development is a recurring theme, with the recent initiatives including the approval of the State Youth Policy 2025, the establishment of Khelo India Centres and the Chief Minister's Meritorious Sportsperson Scholarship. Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Men today chaired a coordination meeting to review the district's key developmental issues at the DC's conference hall, Namsai. The meeting deliberated on the finalization of institutions' name and important infrastructures in honor of former leaders from the district. Important decisions were also taken to conserve rich biodiversity of Nongsaya Lake, Borbil, implementation of a strict ban on illegal hunting and fishing, creating awareness and preventive measures to stop drug menace. The meeting was also attended by MLA Chao Zing Nu Namchun, JTPC Nang Urmila Manchkun, ADC Namsai and others. The Bandardowa police has successfully apprehended the four accused in the interstate bike-lifting case yesterday. The police team recovered three numbers of stolen two-wheelers from their possession. The accused have been handed over to OC PS Naharlagan for further legal action. Meanwhile, the Superintendent of Police, ICR NLG, Dr. Nilam Nega, has advised citizens to ensure their vehicles are properly locked and valid documents carried at all times. He further urged the report any suspicious activity related to vehicle theft to the nearest police station. The Indian Army successfully conducted Exercise Yudh Kausal 3.0 in the formidable terrain and extreme weather conditions of the Eastern Himalayas in the coming district. The exercise witnessed by the General Officer Commanding Gajraj Corps displayed a synergy of advanced technology, operational innovation and professional excellence by the troops. A major highlight was the operational debut of the newly raised Asini platoons, who showcased how next-generation technology seamlessly fused with battle-hardened tactics can deliver a decisive edge in contemporary and future conflicts. That's all in this bulletin. Namaskar.